A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Timeless films. A shooting star zips across a night sky. Sandcastle Studios. Glittering lights amidst the stars in the sky form the words Sunrise Productions. The shooting star flies back and forth haphazardly like a fly. The reflection of the stars in water is disturbed by ripples. A glowing firefly like a tiny sun flits through reeds towards a rhino sleeping on the riverbank. Moving into the thick trees and bushes of the jungle, the firefly buzzes past a sleeping ostrich curled up on a nest. Like torchlight, the glow of the firefly runs along a giraffe sleeping in an awkward position, snaked over rocks. The firefly is inadvertently breathed in by a sleeping frog on a lily pad. The frog glows and breathes out the firefly. The firefly drifts on, lighting up a sleeping elephant. The firefly wearily stretches his arms and legs as he yawns. He pushes aside the tail of a sleeping monkey and goes into a hole in a tree. Netflix presents Jungle Beat, the movie. The sun switches on like a light, instantly vanishing the darkness. The monkey wakes up with a manic grin and makes a beeline for a bunch of bananas hanging from a nearby tree. He gives the elephant a cuddle and mimes the bananas, pointing to them. The elephant shoots him through the air with a blast from her trunk, and he plucks the bananas from high in a tree. He tosses a banana to the giraffe, hitting him on the head. The rhino bounds up like an eager puppy, and the monkey tosses a banana like a stick for the rhino to chase and catch. The monkey drops off a banana for the ostrich, and one for each of her three eggs. The monkey approaches a glowering hedgehog, careful not to step on his manicured lawn. He tosses a banana to the hedgehog, but it gets stuck on his prickles, out of reach. Two bananas are tossed into the air for the elephant to suck up with her trunk. The monkey swings on a vine, distributing bananas, one of which is gobbled up by the frog, giving him a banana-shaped face. The monkey returns to his tree and realizes that there are no bananas left.
Aw, man! There's none left for me! What was that? Talking? I can't talk! Words!
He falls from the tree.
Ouch. Ouch. What is an ouch? A word. What's a word? This is a word. I'm talking! I can talk! This is amazing! Ooh, nice word. Amazing. Amazing. I think that's my favorite word so far. Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. Wait. Now it's sounding weird. Amazing. Is that right? Doesn't sound right. Ooh, tree. Ooh, I love you, tree. Stone. Leaf. Branch. Ground. Foot. Root. Vine. Head. Fingers. Tail. Nose. Elbow. That's a good word. Amazing's better.
Excuse me.
Talking elephant!
Where?
You!
What?
Talking elephant!
Me? Talking? Talking elephant? I can talk! Thank you for the bananas earlier, by the way. They were delicious. I can make compliments. What's going on?
I don't know, but isn't it great? Or as I like to say, since I can say stuff now, amazing? Have we been able to talk this whole time? Because that would have saved us a lot of grunting and pointing. Like, a lot.
Shh.
What?
The elephant scurries along the ground like a sniffer dog.
You hear that?
What?
She cocks a huge floppy ear, then continues sniffing along the ground with the monkey on her back, stopping at a dandelion.
What is it?
She blows the spores off it into the monkey's mouth.
What?
The elephant has an ear to the ground. Alerted by a sound, she charges on, then stops suddenly, pointing.
What do you hear?
That bush is crying.
I'm not a bush.
Talking bush!
I said, I'm not a bush.
Shrub, then? Talking shrub?
No.
Hedge? No!
Fruticum caveret? I can speak Latin! What's Latin?
Okay, we're sorry. What are you, then?
I can't tell you. You'll freak out.
No!
We really won't.
You sound all alone and sad. Is this your, I feel like this would be your shoulder or, whoops.
Oh, please come out. It's nice out here. We've got, the sky and, oh, the ground.
Okay. Can't stay in this fruity cum caveret forever, I suppose. As much as I'd like to.
A blue, jelly-like upright creature with four legs, two arms and three tendrils swept back on his head waddles out of the bush.
Told you you'd freak out.
What?
No!
They freak out.
So why were you crying? Is it because you're like, you know, really super freaky?
Is it though?
No, it's just, have you heard of the word alien?
We hadn't heard any words until like 5 minutes ago.
Well, you see, I come from very far away and...
The sky?
All I really want is to go home.
Oh, that's easy.
What? Hey, no!
The elephant launches the alien into the air, but as she and the monkey celebrate, he crashes back down.
What did you do that for?
You said you wanted to go home.
Well, yeah, okay. But, I mean, it takes a lot more than that to exit the Earth's atmosphere, so...
Gotcha.
I have the regret.
No.
She sucks him in and shoots him away.
He seemed nice. I went away.
What's that?
The alien splats like a jelly and reforms.
Look, I don't mean to cause a fuss, but would you mind not doing that?
Sorry.
Hey, we can talk again. You're making us talk.
It's not me. Hang on, just where's that? There we go. If you're anywhere near this, then
what is that?
It's a speech pod.
Oh, I love peaches.
Oh. Not peach. Speech.
This makes us talk?
Yes. Could I have...
This is amazing. That's my favorite word, by the way.
Nice.
The others have got to try this.
The monkey scurries away with the speech pod.
Oh, boy.
The monkey gleefully runs through the jungle, clutching the blue, sparkly sphere the size of a tennis ball. The hedgehog's whizzing around, trying to dislodge the banana.
Just wait till I get my paws on you. You wish you'd never ripened. Get off my lawn! Get off! Off, 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 off! Hell, you! Get off my back! You yellow belly delicious tropical tormentor!
The monkey drops the pod by the ostrich eggs.
Who's there?
Egg.
Egg who? No, just egg. Why? Is there other stuff out there I don't know about?
Who knows? I want out!
Not yet, dears. Too soon for you.
The monkey takes the pod to the rhino. He tries to get it off the monkey. The monkey climbs the giraffe's neck.
Come on.
He waves the pod in the reluctant giraffe's face.
Say something. Just a word.
I'm coming.
The monkey returns the pod.
I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. I'm used to this sort of thing.
As the giraffe gallops away, the hedgehog approaches.
Huh? Hey, who are you? What are you? What are you doing here? You're a newcomer. Do you know the rules?
Rules?
When you're in this jungle, you need to know the rules. Rule one, stay off my lawn! Rule three, don't ever, ever...
What happened to rule two?
Ever correct me! Rule four,
I'm right, you're wrong.
Rule next.
Look, you don't need to tell me this. I'm trying to go home.
Huh? He's from the sky.
Well, no. A bit further than that. I come from... Please don't throw me again. I come from a planet called Skuldron. It's another world, far beyond the stars.
He motions to the sky and the monkey, elephant and rhino look up in awe, but the hedgehog's unimpressed.
But I'm not allowed to go back until I complete my mission.
A mission? That sounds A to the May to the Zing! Favorite word. I'm allowed to do stuff like that to it. What's your mission?
The alien looks sheepish.
I'd rather not talk about it.
But we can help!
Yeah! Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm not helping anyone unless there's something in it for me.
Honestly, you don't have to help.
No. Nice try. You can't leave me out of this. I'm helping and that's final.
Look, it's something I have to do myself. So if it's all the same to you, I'd really rather be alone.
He waddles off into the jungle, leaving the animals looking crestfallen. With a fluid ridge of a brow contorted into a frown over his little green eyes, he trudges through the dense, lush jungle looking forlorn.
You're still there, aren't you?
You look like you could use some company.
It's very lonely, being alone. We'll stay with you until you feel better.
I don't need help. I'm a Skuldronian. Skuldronians don't need help.
Loud words! That's upsetting me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to shout.
Oh, don't worry. He's always upset.
I am always upset. Don't you say I am.
What?
You see?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly.
What I mean to say is, it's very kind of you. Thank you. But you can't help me. And you wouldn't even like it if you did.
But if you don't complete your mission, then...
You can't go home.
And if you can't go home, you won't...
See your family.
Poor alien!
I can't go back home.
Come now. There. Chin up.
But you can't go home and it's so far away. And we can't help you. And what about your friends?
Oh, that's not a problem. I don't have any friends. Look, it's not... Oh boy, please don't cry. Okay, fine. I'll do it. I'll give it a go.
Your mission?
Yeah, why not? If it'll stop all the, you know, stuff.
Yes!
Okay, well, I guess this is it then. The, moment.
He scampers up onto a rock to address them.
I... hang on. Hold on a sec. Let me just, where do I put...
He pulls out a pod that opens up into a holographic manual that he turns away to consult.
Okay, yeah.
He closes it and turns back to address them, but stops and consults the manual again.
Okay then, sorry about that. I claim this planet in the name of the mighty people of... Hey!
He pulls out a gun, but the frog whips it off him and swims away.
Oh, great.
Look out! Coming through! Terribly sorry. Come back here, young lady.
Oh, man!
The ostrich catches a runaway egg.
Carry on.
Yeah, go on.
But he took my...
Don't worry about that. You can do it. Right, guys?
You can do anything you set your mind to, dear.
I set my mind to freedom!
Not you.
I claim this planet in the name of the mighty people of Skoldron. Surrender peacefully or meet the wrath.
Is it wrath?
The wrath of the mighty people of Skoldron.
That's a bit repetitive. Should probably rewrite that and. Yep. There you have it. That's my big. The end.
We surrender peacefully!
You do?
Wait just one second. I, for one, do not surrender peacefully.
Well, I mean, you really don't have to, so...
Oh, I surrender peacefully.
You did it!
I did?
Yeah, well done!
I did it! I conquered a planet!
He smiles and then, looking uncomfortable, rubs his chest, which glows. Elsewhere, the frog leaps onto dry land and shakes the water off his spindly legs. His head is distorted into the shape of a crab by the laser gun that's in his mouth. Resting on a rock, his eyes follow a fly.
So, now what?
Right. Well, usually, when a planet is conquered, there's like pandemonium and chaos all around. So I guess, as your new leader, my first job would be to bring, peace.
The laser gun in the frog's mouth goes off and shoots rings of pink dust that hang in the air, making the ostrich drop her eggs.
Here's our chance! Yeah, let's go!
Yeah. I don't know what we're doing, but I'm excited!
Hello, guys. Remember? Peace.
Yeah!
Oh, dear.
The hedgehog delights in the pandemonium as the ostrich chases her eggs and the startled giraffe charges around in a panic. The hedgehog gets kicked by the giraffe into the rhino's bottom, who then butts the elephant who hangs from a tree, breaking it and firing the monkey into the air. As the ostrich and the giraffe dash away, the monkey splats next to the alien.
Not so fun, is it?
You're not very good at this, are you?
The monkey catches a dislodged beehive.
Better run away!
He tosses it away and the animals flee as the bees form into an angry swarm.
As ruler of this planet, I order you to... Why did you do that?
I saved your life!
Why?
You have to be alive to get home, don't you?
Well, yes, but...
You know, somehow it feels like now's not the best time to be having this conversation.
Oh, boost! Boost! Rhino power!
The rhino charges ahead, spurred on by the hedgehog stuck to his bottom. The stampede throws up a cloud of dust that throws the bees off the scent. Exhausted, the rhino goes to sit down with the hedgehog still stuck to his bottom.
Hey, wait! No! Don't!
He sits down and takes off like a rocket, landing head first in the ground by the monkey. The rhino jumps around with the monkey clinging to his horn.
I'm terribly sorry about all of this.
Oh, this? This is pretty normal around here.
Normal? You call this normal? Look here, Jelly Boy.
You know, I do have a name. I'm Fneep. What's your name?
Humph.
Humph. Pleased to meet you, Humph.
Humph.
Oh, my turn. I want a name.
Okay. Well, you've got a trunk and...
Trunk. I love it.
Oh, wow. Okay then. Not quite where I was going, but yeah.
Hi, my name is Trunk.
Yes.
Hello, Trunk here. Hey there, Trunk. Oh!
Me! Do me next!
Fluffy Bum.
Fluffy Bum!
No, that can't be your name.
Banana Breath.
Ooh, I do like bananas.
No.
Earface.
Earface?
Nose Boy.
No.
Monkey.
Oh. Yes! Monkey!
I wasn't finished.
Monkey.
Pleased to meet you, Monkey.
And I'm Trunk, by the way.
Yes, Trunk. Pleased to meet you, too.
And what about you?
Oh, my name is Rockford Haberdashery Pleasant III. But you can call me Rocky. Bald.
Get away from me, you great galoot!
Well, Fneep, now that your mission is done, how do we get you home?
Well... You see, my spaceship, it's quite far away, and it might be just a teensy bit crashed, so it doesn't exactly fly anymore.
But then you can't go home.
No, but wait, it may not fly, but now that I've conquered the planet, I'm allowed to use the homing beacon in my ship, and they'll come and pick me up. They have to come anyway to see this lovely planet that I've conquered, obviously.
Well, let's go to your ship then.
Yeah.
It's a long walk, I'm afraid.
Long walk? I'm out.
You don't have to come.
Oh, I'm coming.
Why are you so grumpy?
Exactly. Let's just go and get this over with.
Actually, it's this way.
No, it's not. It's this way.
The others go in the opposite direction. Humph does a rapid U-turn through the undergrowth and cuts to the front with a self-satisfied smile as he now leads the way. Elsewhere, Mama the ostrich holds the eggs close as she makes her way back to her nest. She puts the eggs in the nest. There are only two. The eggs try to roll away, but she gently eases them back into the nest and then dashes away.
Skoldron, most terrifying planet in the universe. We're all really mean and we're very, very strong. We take what we want and you can't stop us.
Oh, it's great song!
Yeah, a little bit treasonous, but...
Trunk crosses a log over a ravine.
Mike. You have mangoes there?
No, but we do have giant flaming death tarantulas.
How about pears?
Actually, most of the tarantulas were eaten by the doom snakes, I think.
Or pineapples?
And the snakes were dissolved by acidic slime wolves.
Oh. Bananas?
Oh, yeah, huge bananas.
Sounds amazing.
Rocky jumps on the log, catapulting Monkey onto Trunk's back. Acting like a puppy, Rocky chases a butterfly over the mossy log that forms a bridge across the ravine. He chases it back and forth, struggling to cling onto the log. On the other side of the ravine, he's disappointed to have lost track of the butterfly, but it's out of sight on the front of his huge horn. Mm-hmm. Monkey's lazing on Trunk's back as Fneep leads the animals onto a vast savanna where a herd of wildebeest are grazing. As Fneep wanders amongst them with a speech pod, their mooing becomes singing.
This is great! It's like a backing track for our triumphant new leader!
Leader? There's only one leader around here, and it is me.
No, Fneep's the leader. Aren't you, Fneep?
Well, yeah. Yes. Yes, I am. I gave a speech and everything.
It was very good.
And I even, well, for a moment at least, pointed my, you know, G-U-N.
A gnu? You pointed a gnu? What does that even mean?
No, that's not...
Look, speech or no speech, pointing gnu or no pointing gnu, you are not the leader.
Am too.
Am too. That's a good one. I didn't see that coming.
Chasing or not again.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yes, okay. Are not.
Am too.
Double repeat. He went with the double repeat. Oh, he's good. Oh, wait. I know. Why?
Because.
Because you're freakishly rally retards.
Try stick your tongue out and go...
Like this?
No. It's more closed. Like this. You just tighten your lips and blow.
Oh, I got it. That is one.
Back to my ship.
Stop it!
The massed ranks of wildebeest form a wall in front of Fneep and his friends. Fneep walks through them like a ghost.
Yeah, that's very disconcerting.
Trunk trudges through them.
Sorry!
Wildebeest are gently flipped aside as she makes her way through the herd.
Sorry about that.
You know, you're all surprisingly okay with the fact that you can suddenly talk and sing. Why is that? I mean, before this, all you really did was eat grass and stand...
Stop! Don't say that word!
What, Stampo?
How about Stampoodle?
Stampickle.
Scaldron.
Bapalula!
Take what we want and you can't stop us. So there.
Oh, that's just wrong. Ooh, give me a sec. Words are one thing. And Uzi, walking through legs is another. But you do not have the singing voice of a leader. And everyone knows the best singer is always the leader. And that is me.
It's Rocky.
The second best singer is always the leader. And that's me. I can do all the squiggly bits like soup top sugar doop pop a doop that lit it did it quick up a little yup that did it oop shop dick like did it quick that quick ba wah 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 dum dum zigum dum 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 zigum dum 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 zigum dum ha ha that da la wee and I can go
You need to go high to be leader, do
you? Is this high enough for you?
No,
well, how about this?
No, Bubba.
Ooh, that's very good. I didn't know it could do that. That doesn't count.
We're all high-pitched.
I can go high. I'm the leader.
Not me. I'm the leader.
Puts the speech pod away.
You're great at what you do. Right, guys? It's not because you can sing high that the others follow you. It's because you love what you do.
I do love singing.
And they love singing with you because you love it. Not because you say you can do it or tell them to do it. Because you just do it. I concede. You're a better singer than me.
That's true.
But I did conquer the planet, so I'd really like to keep moving along now.
Of course.
The bequiffed lead wildebeest steps aside for Fneep to pass.
That makes me all warm and fuzzy on the inside.
I'm warm and fuzzy on the outside. Feel. Hey, Trunk, what's this? Stam potato. Stam bologna macaroni.
I want to try. Stampede. Did I do it wrong?
Yee-haw! Oh, boy, I sure love it when a stampede gets going. Nothing that anyone can say can stop it. We just charge and charge right through everything, destroying everything in our path. Nothing gets in our way. Yes, sirree. See? Told you, he's stampede!
The missing egg rolls to the edge of the savannah as the stampeding wildebeest approach in a cloud of dust. Mama reaches the edge of the savannah. She loses sight of the egg in a blur of wildebeest and fog of dust. The wildebeest passed to reveal the egg rolling across the savannah after Fneep and the others. Relieved, Mama goes after the egg.
You know, you did great back there.
Yeah, that was very leadery of you.
Hey, wait up! I want to come too!
The egg gets under Trunk's feet.
No!
No, no, no! Oh, no, 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 please, no!
Where are we going?
Oh, thank goodness.
Hey, it's okay. It wasn't your fault.
I'm a bird! Yes! Yes! Check these out! Woohoo! I can fly! Oh, awesome!
Oh, thank goodness you're okay. Oh, baby, we're ostriches. We live on the ground.
I'm not convinced.
Baby ostrich launches herself off Rocky and comes tumbling down into Mama's wings.
Oh, baby, you can't fly.
You're kidding. Then what are these for?
I think they're for this.
She cuddles her newly hatched baby, and as Fneep looks on with a smile, his chest begins to glow, leaving him confused.
You okay?
Can I get back to my ship now, please?
Yeah, sure thing. Lead the way.
Monkey and Trunk exchange an anxious look.
Come on, young lady. It's back to the nest for you.
Can I try again? If I was a bit higher, then I'd have enough forward thrust and the air pressure differential would be able to generate sufficient lift to be able to fly.
I am not letting you out of my sight again. Come along.
Oh, man.
Stampede!
They overtake the rickety, elderly wildebeest. Separated from the others, Humph is in a forest of tall grass.
Huh?
Swamped by the tall grass, he ploughs through it and runs into a termite mound. He clambers to the peak of the termite mound, which is like a mini mountain, and looks across the savannah. He spots a plume of pink smoke far off in the distance near a mountain and sets off towards it. At the foot of the termite mound, he trims the grass round a lone flower. He leaves a wave of flattened grass as he scuttles away. Elsewhere, Fneep leads the way as Monkey rides on Trunk's back.
You okay? What happened back there?
Why was she squeezing her?
Huh?
The mother one. Why was she squeezing the baby one?
Squeezing? Oh, that's called a hug.
You don't have hugs where you're from?
What's it for?
It's to make you feel better.
To say I love you.
To let you know you're not alone.
To let you know you're special.
I can't believe you don't have hugs where you're from. How do you say I love you?
Well, we don't.
What? How do you ever feel special?
The only way to do that is to conquer planets. That shows you're strong and worthy of respect. The more planets, the more respect, and the more special you feel. So I've heard.
Sounds like pretty hard work to feel special.
But you haven't conquered any planets until this one.
You don't need to remind me.
Has no one ever told you you're special before?
Hug!
No, that's quite all right.
Hug!
It doesn't matter to us that you haven't conquered lots of planets.
Yeah!
Hug!
Get back!
Fneep clutches his glowing chest.
Please, just don't, okay?
Hug?
The tall grass rustles as Humph charges about within. He clambers up a termite mound, but the view of the distant smoke is the same as before. He spots the lone flower below him. His eyes widen, and one of them twitches. He charges off, ploughing through the grass. He stops and looks round at the termite mound towering over the grass. He presses on, stops and looks back, but the termite mound is no longer visible above the grass. Immediately in front of him is the termite mound and the lone flower. He rolls into a ball, cutting a path through the grass. In one direction, he spots the termite mound, and the other, the mountain peak of his destination. He carves through the grass inadvertently, creating a crop circle. The others are trudging across a dusty savanna.
What's that?
I didn't have my breakfast this morning. Look, sometimes there just aren't enough bananas to go around.
Oh, somebody get him something to eat, quick!
Huh? Running!
The stampeding wildebeest are approaching.
They're coming this way!
Running!
Climb up quick! Come on!
Grab on! You'll be safe up here!
I can't! It's against the rules to be safe!
Incoming!
Come on! I'm trying to help you!
Why do you keep trying to help? I'm a Skoldronian! Skoldronians never ask for help! Never!
Well, monkeys always help! Always!
And elephants! Get up here! Okay, we're backing up!
What are you doing?
I won't leave you alone down here!
Guys, you're gonna get smooshed!
Not without you!
Why won't you just let me be?
Because we're your friends!
Smooshing
imminent! The wildebeest suddenly stops.
So, just to confirm, I'm still the lead singer, right?
Yes.
You are.
Great. Glad that's settled.
The wildebeest
Why
grace.
Didn't you climb on board? Did you not hear me about the smooshing?
I can't keep taking your help. You don't understand what it is to have your planet conquered at all, do you?
Nope.
But we do understand something about home.
You're not supposed to want to help me get home. You're not even supposed to like me.
But we were just trying to help.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And I wish you wouldn't, because you're making all of this much harder for me than it should be. I really wish you'd just leave me alone now and stop trying to be so nice to me!
Fneep storms off, leaving the others looking mournful.
Seems a bit down.
He's never had a, you know, H-U-G before.
What's a hugu?
The grass is thinner now.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Huh, I can talk again. Oh, dizzy. I like it. What? No, I don't. You like it. Who said that? What? Oh, okay, I'm talking. So I must be close to the others. Just wait until I find you. Give you a piece of my mind. Not just one piece. I'll give you three. Tell you what, let's make it four. Do I hear five?
He spots a smoldering spaceship on the side of the mountain.
Oh, shiny.
He clambers up to it, and his reflection is magnified and distorted in the curved, shiny pink edge of the ship. He attacks the reflection by rolling into it, but bounces off the ship. Realizing it's a reflection, he plays around. He spots a bright, fizzing, broken cable.
That's the shiniest thing I've ever seen. I want to touch it. I want to taste it. No, it's a bad idea. Definitely a bad idea. And yet, somehow, I... No.
He sticks out his tongue to touch the cable, and the ship jumps into life, drifting about like a balloon.
Name. Report on your current status immediately.
Humph's prickles have grown.
It has been 2 Earth months since your last report. Feedback immediately. How much longer is it going to be, Fleep? The transporters are ready. Once you have conquered the planet, we will initiate the removal of the Earth creatures. Report back immediately.
Take us away? I must warn the others. I gotta...
He topples off the ship and rolls down a mountain, his prickles contracting. He ends up embedded in a tree. Defying gravity, Fneep walks down a sheer rock face. Head bowed and wearing a frown, he trudges across the savannah.
You're still there, aren't you?
Smiling, he turns round but finds that this time he's alone. He turns back and comes face to face with
them. It's very lonely being alone.
We'll stay with you until you feel better.
Rocky licks Fneep's face. Rocky chases his tail and then throws himself to the ground.
Follow that at all.
It's just close to our bedtime. When the sun sets, we go to sleep.
Sunset? We don't get sunsets on Skuldron. Not since we set the atmosphere on fire.
You should see a sunrise. It's amazing.
contented smile, Fleep watches the sunset. Trunk pulls Fleep in close for a cuddle alongside Monkey, who's already asleep. Fleep settles down to sleep and his chest glows. In a colourful dream, Fleep releases a star that rockets into the sky and explodes like a firework, forming a likeness of Fleep.
Star. He has conquered a planet and become a Skaldronian hero.
Fleep's awesome. He's amazing and not insignificant in any way.
He's not a disappointment at all.
I love that he's shorter and smaller than the rest of us.
Yes, Fleep. Your Earthling captives will make fine specimens in the Great Hall of Conquest.
As a downcast Trunk is pushed around by an alien with a spear, Fleep snaps out of his dream. He looks round at his sleeping friends. In the jungle, the firefly wakes up within the hole in the tree and stretches. He flies through the jungle, casting his light in the darkness. He buzzes past Talbot, the giraffe, who's stretched out over rocks again as he sleeps. Ribbit, the frog, is asleep, and so is Mama. But Baby Ostrich is awake, and she scurries up a tree after the firefly. Mama wakes up and realizes that her hatched baby is gone. On a high branch overlooking the jungle, Baby Ostrich watches the firefly in awe. Looking determined, she spreads her wings and launches herself off the branch, flapping furiously. She falls, hitting branches in a blur, but Mama catches her. Baby Ostrich extends a wing, but Mama shakes her head and the forlorn chick is placed back in the nest with the two unhatched eggs. Oh. Mama nestles up to her baby, who turns away looking miserable. Embedded in a tree upside down, Humph is fast asleep. Still asleep, Monkey holds the tip of his tail like a banana, mimes peeling it, and goes to sink his teeth in. Monkey's distant scream shakes Hump from the tree and he spots the glow of the spaceship. As Hump sets off elsewhere, Monkey is nursing his injured tail. Trunk wakes up and, feeling around, realizes that Fleep is gone.
Oh, hello!
Huh? Oh!
With Rocky awake too, they're frustrated at not being able to speak. Fleep reaches his ship and a pod glides out to gather him up.
It has been 2 Earth months since your last report. Feedback immediately. How much longer is it?
No much longer, that's how much. Because I've done it, haven't I? Conquered a planet. Didn't see that coming, did you? Ooh, Fleep can't do any... Fleep can't do... Fleep can't do...
He presses the button and the ship goes haywire.
Oh, come on. Can't I do anything? Homing beacon. Homing beacon.
He looks round the ship, then takes out the holographic manual.
Planet Conquering Manual, 3rd edition. Let's see. Homing beacon. Caution. Using the homing beacon before you have successfully conquered your planet will bring you great shame. Ah, brilliant. Okay. If you really want to use the homing beacon, turn to page 107. 107. Step 1. Ask yourself if you really want to use the homing beacon. Yes, I really want to use the homing beacon. Step 2. Repeat step 1 just to be sure. Oh, come on.
On the savannah, Trunk, Monkey and Rocky stop in their tracks. They huddle together as something tears through the long grass. It's Hump. Bemused looks from the others towards Humph. He draws a picture of the spaceship and the animals on the ground. Growing frustrated, he points at the picture and rolls over onto his back.
Step 59. If you haven't conquered your planet yet, then using the homing beacon will not only bring shame to you, but also sully the great name of the mighty Skuldronian people, who will be very angry. No surprises there, then. Think deeply about that for a bit. Then proceed to step 60. Step 60. To activate the homing beacon, press the big red button.
He spots the big red button.
That's it. That. Nothing else. Just press the... 60 points! 60 points to tell me to press a button! 60 points to tell me to push a button! Okay, fine. Yep, that's... Okay, here we go.
He flinches, but nothing happens. He checks outside. Nothing. Suddenly, a vast spaceship like a giant sleigh appears. On the savannah, Humph has done a detailed set of drawings showing pictures of the ships, the animals, and the aliens. A gust of wind erases the pictures in the dust. The animals spot the glow of the spaceships on the horizon. Fneep's ship next to the new arrival is like a gnat next to an elephant. The pod on a snaking tube deposits him in front of the vast gleaming spaceship.
Okay.
An intense burst of light pours out of the ship, revealing an imposing figure in silhouette. Fneep grins nervously. A walkway snakes out of the ship, appearing gradually with each step taken by the shadowy figure. The shadowy figure reveals himself to be a larger, burly version of Fneep with a wobbly moustache and wearing a jetpack.
So, Fneep, you've finally done it, have you? Conquered a planet.
He inspects the damage to Fneep's ship.
I must say, I didn't think you had it in you.
With an imperious wave of his hand, four huge pods descend from his ship. The animals are watching from the mountain.
There he is. again!
And there's another one!
A circular platform bearing a squad of Skaldronians descends, and a detachment goes to each pod, opening them up.
Where are the Earth creatures, Fleep? The transporters are ready to take them away.
Take us away?
You see?
You knew about this?
Yes!
Why didn't you tell us?
Fleep, why haven't you launched your star yet? This is no time to be bashful. Launch your star to prove that you've conquered this planet so we can gather your captives and take them back to Skaldron. I have launched 999 stars to declare the planets I have conquered so far. This will be your first. Well, get on with it, Fleep. What are you waiting for?
Oi!
Fleep? Me? Did you or did you not conquer this planet?
I did.
Not. I lied. My ship was broken, and I needed you to come and collect me?
What is he doing?
You brought me here for a rescue mission!
I thought... Seeing as you're my father, you might come and...
Watch you fail again! I am Grogan the Conqueror, not Nogorg the Loiterer! When you called me, I was in the middle of conquering a nebula! Do you know how hard that is? They're mainly gas! And what kind of Skaldronian asks for help? Didn't you read step one of the manual?
Yes.
And did you read it again, just to be sure?
We can't let that big blue bully talk to him like that!
Well, seeing as we're here...
Grogan takes out a laser rifle and the animals run for cover.
I might as well get my 1,000th victory. I'll conquer the planet and capture its inhabitants myself!
No, Dad, you can't.
You don't tell me what I can or cannot do. I'm the can or cannot do teller.
The animals hide as Grogan wields his rifle.
You don't understand. These creatures are more powerful than you can imagine.
Not more powerful than this.
They eat those and shoot them out of their mouths.
But it's new.
And there's one that's just a fury ball of razor-sharp spikes. Another possesses the power to suck the life right out of you without even touching you.
I don't do that, do I?
And one's an unstoppable force, a giant creature with a horn on its face.
On its face?
Yes. Able to crush anything in its path! Another one so furry and with a tail so...
Furry? And a tail?
Yes!
That does what?
Nothing really, actually. He's not so scary. Oh, but the others!
Come to think of it, this piddly planet isn't really worth my time. You know this means you won't be going home again. It's straight onto the next planet for you to fail to conquer.
Yes.
Why is Fneep doing this?
To protect us.
Fneep reluctantly follows his father onto the shimmering walkway as the Skaldronians board the platform. Suddenly, a beaming smile crosses Monkey's face.
I'm doing this for your own good, Fneep. It's the only way to stop you being so weedy and useless.
Fneep stops at the bright light at the entrance to the ship and looks over at the mountain where his friends are hiding. He waddles into the blinding light.
Attention all hands. Gather in the main atrium for Fneep shaming.
Rubbish.
So insignificant.
Such a disappointment.
So much shorter and smaller than the rest of us.
Yeah, I had money on you doing this, boy.
Prepare for launch initiation.
armed transporter pods are drawn back into the ship. Under the gaze of hundreds of Skulldronians in the cathedral-like atrium, Grogan steps onto a circular hoverboard and glides high above everyone. Flanked by two guards carrying spears, Fneep follows him on a hoverboard. Grogan steps off his hoverboard and strides imperiously onto the bridge on the upper deck overlooking vast galleries and the atrium.
Set sights for... where should it be? The endless bogs of Scorpulus? The stench world of Gamma 6? The flame fields of Dennis? The unplanet of Quadrant LT2? Where is it you would like to go, Fneep?
Paul!
What was that?
Pod bursts open and smoke clears to reveal Monkey, Trunk, Rocky, and Humph lined up majestically.
I said he'd like to go home!
What is this?
What are you doing? It's not safe for you here.
Ha! I laugh in the face of not safeness. Oh, Fneep, is that the fury ball of spikes? Really? That little thing? Coochie, coochie, coochie.
Hump spots a fizzing cable and he licks it, making his spikes extend.
Me likey spiky!
We said we'd help you get home.
And that's what we're going to do.
The only way Fneep is going home is when he's conquered a planet. And that's never...
He has conquered one. This one. Haven't you, Fneep?
No, he didn't. He said he lied about conquering it.
I... lied about lying?
You did conquer it?
Yes.
And we're his captives.
Is that true?
I guess so, but...
So he can release us if he wants to. Can't you?
Well, yes, I guess I can.
No, you can't. We're Skulldronians. Skulldronians don't just release captives. That's the opposite of what Skulldronians do.
It's my planet. I can do what I like with it.
It's not your planet yet, Fneep. I don't see your star in the sky. And if your star isn't in the sky, the planet remains open. I think perhaps I'll conquer it myself after all. Surrender to me, or... Be careful, it's new!
Don't you know it's rude to point?
I didn't know it was rude to point. If I could, I'd point all day long. I'd point at you, and 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 you.
What is this thing anyway?
As Trunk waves the rifle around to examine it, the Skulldronians dart from side to side to avoid it, making the ship rock with their motions.
Be careful, Trunk, don't press...
Trunk blasts a hole and falls through it. Fneep's speech pod and star container is drawn through the hole too before a broken door plugs it. Trunk hurtles towards the jungle, but as she nears the ground, she starts blowing. The blast slows her fall and she slowly drifts to the ground. Dizzy, she stumbles around. The impact of the rifle hitting the ground makes Ribbit cough up the laser gun. He turns to see the huge laser rifle pointing at him and his eyes widen in awe. The spherical star container falls from the sky and ricochets off a tree and some rocks before rolling across the ground and stopping by Mama's nest.
Whoopsie, Fneep. Lost your star. Never mind. I have mine right here. We wouldn't want this planet to go unclaimed now, would we? Hey, what a...
That's right. Furry. And with a tail.
Monkey snapped the star container, but Grogan grabs a hoverboard and hurls it like a frisbee.
Oh, dear!
The hoverboard severs a cable that Monkey's climbing. He leaps onto the hoverboard but drops the star container.
Uh-oh!
The star container is sucked up by the severed tube, but Monkey tries to free it. Monkey and the star container are sucked up the tube and ejected from the spaceship.
Gotcha!
He grabs it in midair and lands on the ship. Grogan emerges on a hoverboard as inside, Fneep is dragged away by two guards.
Hey, wait! What? Leave me alone!
Hey! Get your hands off my friend! Friend?
You were gonna say friend!
Rule number 6. Never finish a word that I'm beginning to finish.
Friend!
Rocky charges the guards and splats them against a glass wall. Two more guards step in and Humph launches himself at them like a bowling ball.
I've got to launch my star. Now, where did I...
He peers down towards the jungle where Mama's found Fneep's star container.
Ooh, look at this. I wonder what it does.
Let me see. Wait. Oh, who am I kidding?
It looks like some sort of egg.
Egg? This nest ain't big enough. Whoa!
It's okay, Mama. You don't need to cheer me up. It's okay that I can't fly. I'm just going to... crawl around on the ground like a little worm.
Trunk!
Fleep's star thingy! This is Fleep's star thingy! The thing he needs to shoot up into the sky to save us!
I'm not sure if I understand you, dear. Or that.
She spots the spaceship up above where Grogan's searching for Monkey.
I know you're here somewhere!
Monkey gives him the slip. As Grogan glides around the outside of the ship, Monkey's hiding beneath the hoverboard. Grogan flips the hoverboard, grabbing Monkey and the star container. He drops the star container and it rolls away. They both go after it as it rolls round the outside of the spaceship. It drops off the edge and Grogan presses a button to activate his jetpack and he soars after the star container. He catches it. Monkey lands on him, grabbing the star container, and together they zip through the air out of control.
Trunk!
Monkey?
Need me to stop!
I know! What's going on?
Monkey's flying!
Oh, sure. Monkey's flying. Not that I care. I get to crawl in the depths of despair and disappointment for the rest of my life. Whoopee!
If Fneep doesn't get that star, we're doomed!
Yes, I know!
The future of the world is in your hands!
I got that!
No pressure! But really? It's kind of a big deal!
Shoot it up there!
Oh, it'll bounce off the ship! I need someone to take it. Me! I can take it!
No chance, young lady. You're gonna stay.
Right here for the rest of my life? Never doing anything?
No, that's not...
Mama, I can do this. I've been waiting my whole life for this.
You have yesterday.
How can I let Trunk shoot you up there? What if she misses?
Trunk demonstrates her prowess by sucking up a nut, then shooting it off some rocks and into her mouth.
Pistachios.
Surely it's not that important.
Once again, it's really, really important that Fneep gets that star!
whether I like it or not, you were not born to stay in this nest. And whether I understand it or not, you were born for the sky.
Thank you.
Trunk puts down Fneep's star container.
You just hold on to this thing. I'll get you up to Fneep.
Yes, sir, ma'am, sir. I'm gonna fly, Mama.
Yes, you are, dear. Yes, you are.
Clinging onto the star container with her feet, Baby Ostrich is shot through the trees and up into the air. She spins as she blissfully soars through the clouds towards the spaceship as dawn breaks. Rocky's causing havoc on the ship, chasing Skuldronians as Baby Ostrich starts to lose momentum. Trunk blows hard to propel Baby Ostrich nearer to the ship. She doesn't quite reach and starts to fall again, so Trunk summons up all of her might. The blast takes her in close to the ship, but Trunk has run out of puff. Baby Ostrich grabs a cable hanging from the ship. Monkey faints with relief as Baby Ostrich clambers up the trailing cable. Like a runaway plane, Grogan and Monkey zoom across the jungle, skimming a lake until they hit a rock and Grogan throws off Monkey. He hurls a disc that hits Monkey, trapping him in a floating, transparent sphere.
You know, now seems like a good time for an intimidating speech. Something to put the fear of Skaldron into you. Something to really let you know how badly you've lost. Let me see. What? What is it? Stampede? What are you...
Grogan's trampled by stampeding wildebeest as Monkey floats above the fray.
Furry and Wimblepaw!
Using his tail like a rotor blade, Monkey flies up to the ship.
No! I'm Grogan the Queen!
Baby Ostrich clambers aboard the ship as guards are held at bay. She hands him the star container. He looks daunted by how high the spot to release it is. He makes for a hoverboard, but two guards block his path.
Hey, chaps! Have you ever read Point 65, subsection 12 of the user manual? About how to distract someone momentarily so they don't see what's coming?
Rocky distracts the guards momentarily, and Fneep takes off on the hoverboard. Grogan struggles to his feet and dusts himself off. He spots Monkey approaching the ship and zooms after him. He bundles Monkey through the fluid glass wall of the ship, and Monkey realizes that Grogan's now in possession of the star container. Rocky charges at Grogan, who conjures up a bouncy wall that ricochets Rocky into the air. Humph rolls at Grogan, but a ramp sends the hedgehog off course.
Free! Have you ever read Point 65, subsection 12 of the user manual?
Yeah, about how to distract someone well. Oh, dear.
Never fails!
From the ground, Trunk and Monkey watch as a star container is launched.
Oh, no! That's the wrong color!
It shoots high into the sky and explodes like a firework. Sparkling lights form a gigantic outline of Grogan in an heroic pose that slowly melts away.
There it is, Fneep. 1,000 planets.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Your star may be in the sky, but you've not conquered the animals yet.
Ha! Judging by this lob, that'll be easy.
You may think so, but they have a secret weapon.
Aha! Of course! Our secret... weapon? What's our secret weapon?
Something more powerful than anything I've ever witnessed.
More powerful than the...
Yes! More powerful than the power bolt of Gustagoriopia.
Even more powerful than...
Yes! Even more powerful than the blinding eye of Mesmorio.
More...
Yes!
More...
Yes! Yes! And here it is.
Fneep's chest is glowing as he gives Grogan a hug.
Ah! Ah! What is it? Get it off! Get it off! Get it off!
It's a hug.
Ah!
You're my father and I love you.
Ah! 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 What's happening?
Don't worry, you'll be okay.
What are you doing to me?
I'm making you feel special.
The glow spreads from Fneep like an ink blot. A golden light washes over them both, banishing the blue. Now both a gold and yellow father and son embrace as the sun rises on the horizon. Hump's demeanor softens as he gazes with awe.
That's it.
Huh? What? What are you looking at?
You've never had a hug before.
Hugs? Who needs hugs? Stupid, soft, mushy. What are you doing?
That's why you're always so grumpy.
Nonsense! What are you doing?
Oh, you know you want one.
Step away from the hedgehog!
All along, you just needed... Okay, let me just...
Ha! You see? No touchy, no huggy, the spiky man.
Monkey can't get close because of Hump's raised spikes.
I feel...
Warm and fuzzy?
Yes.
Special?
Yes! You must all feel this!
The blue Skaldronians flee in panic as Golden Grogan goes after them with his arms wide open. The ship is out of control as the Skaldronians dart around, and it goes into a nosedive with the animals pressed against the glass wall.
Growl, 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 growl.
Mama covers her eggs as the ship hurtles towards the jungle. But the ship suddenly straightens out, swooping over the trees and back up high. With Baby Ostrich at the controls.
I told you I could fly!
Yeah!
The ship loops the loop and whooshes over the savannah, leaving the long grass swaying in its wake. Later, the ship is hovering over the savannah as the now golden yellow Skaldronians are on the ground. Grogan's star container floats down into his hand and he puts it away inside his jelly-like body.
It's all yours.
Fneep is poised with his star container as his friends look on eagerly.
I can't do this. This planet belongs to all of you, not me.
Yeah, but I want to see some fireworks!
Okay, but I'm doing it my way.
They pose for a photo.
Say, Fneep!
You don't tell me what to say.
You don't have to.
Oh, I'll say it. I'll say the heck out of it. Fneep!
Was I blinking? I think I blinked.
The star container opens, and a star shoots out and explodes, forming an image of him and his animal friends.
Way to go!
I am so proud of you.
Thanks, guys.
Come here.
I couldn't have done it without you, you know?
Time to go home, son.
Aren't we going to get your 1,000th planet?
But of course, I have just the planet in mind, and you can help me conquer it. Skaldron.
Our planet?
Yes, I have a new secret weapon, which I think our own people could use.
Hug! Hugging!
I can never repay you all properly, but here, you can have this.
Peach!
No. I'm going to miss you.
No, I'm not.
What?
Exactly.
Right, yeah. Baby Ostrich already has her present.
A hoverboard, and Trunk has the speech pod.
Oh, kids.
And Rocky.
A bouncy ramp.
And you, my furry friend. You've done so much for me. What can I do for you?
Monkey clutches his grumbling tummy.
Well, maybe there is one thing. When the stars
no longer shine. Later, Monkey's in his tree chewing a stripped banana tree stalk. Neep's spaceship hovers over the jungle with a gigantic banana hanging from it. Monkey's eyes widen with excitement. The banana, the size of a tree, swings as Fneep lowers it into place standing upright.
How's this?
Monkey cuddles it and slowly slides down it with a look of bliss. Jungle Beat the Movie, written and directed by Brent Dawes.
Ha! That's right, baby, I'm back! Did you miss me? You thought you'd seen the last of me, didn't you? Come on, get on up, people, on your feet. That's right. Oh, hey, don't go nowhere. I want you to dance with me. Yeah, get those hooves moving. Shrug those shoulders, shake from side to side. Shrug those shoulders, shake from side to side. Shrug those shoulders, shake from side to side. Oh, my back.
Grogan makes his way through the jungle undergrowth. And encounters Ribbit, who is now the shape of the laser rifle. Ribbit keeps his eyes fixed on the golden alien.
Huh?
He makes a vain attempt to reach out to Ribbit.
Yeah, keep it.
He dashes away, dropping his jetpack, but his arm reaches out from a bush to grab it.
Pick up that popcorn off the floor. Come on now, and grab us. Yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah! A jungle beat, a jungle beat, a jungle. Get the shoulders moving now. That's right, sir, you get up too. I can see you there still eating your popcorn. Come on.
Go on, honey. You can speak. No need to be shy. One, two, three.
Go on, baby. Tira kutara. Tira gona kutara. Tira gona kutara. Hey, hey, tira manja. Hey, hey, somebody. Good night. Good night. My banana. Tira kuya. Tira kuya. My banana.
Talbot runs through the jungle with his newfound gift of speech.
Hey, hey, come on now, don't you all leave at once now. You might cause a stampede. Oh, stampede!
Uh-oh. Nuh-uh, nope, stay away.
Come here, you.
Oh.
There, you see?
See? See what? I don't know what you're talking about.
You.
Went through the banana leaves, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Monkey cuddles Humph wearing banana leaf armor. Cast. Fneep, Ed Keir. Monkey, David Menken. Trunk, Ina Marie Smith. Humph, John Quarasio. Grogan, David Rintoul. Talbot, Gavin Peters. Mama, Lucy Montgomery. Baby, Laurie Wilkinson. Rocky, David Menken. Ribbit, Adam Neal. Lead Wildebeest, Jason Pennycook. Old Wildebeest, Robert J. Slade. Firefly, Emma Lungiswa DeWitt. Female Wildebeest, Claire Johnston. Other Wildebeest, Matthew Gare. Additional voices. The Eggs, Lucy Montgomery. The Computer, Tony Andrews. Hugging Skuldronian, Brent Dawes. Skuldronian Ship Pilot, Sam Wilson. Wildebeest Crowd, Luke Peters, Brent Dawes, Linton Levengood, Matthew Gare. Skuldronian Crowd, Lizzie Waterworth Santo, Ed Keir, Ina Marie Smith, John Guarasio, Lucy Montgomery, Sam Wilson, Luke Peters, Rhino Ritter, Tony Andrews, Matthew Gare. Audio description by Michael Woodford.
Red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.